Ellen White's ministry. Mary Maxson, a resident of Adams Center, wrote an account of the meeting. She described Ellen White's participation Sabbath morning, following James White's sermon. Sister White gave her testimony, greatly to the edification and comfort of the believers. In the afternoon, Brother White discoursed upon the subject of the seven seals, showing clearly that we are living in the last days. Sister White again bore her testimony, and oh, how the immortal inheritance was enhanced in our estimation as we listened to her words. Ibid, December 8, 1863. After describing the Sunday discourses preached by J.N. Andrews, Mary gave her reaction to Ellen White's follow-up testimony. In the afternoon, Sister White again gave her testimony. Deep silence pervaded the assembly while she was speaking. Her words were enough to melt a heart of stone. Oh, how vividly were the sufferings of our dear Savior, and the sacrifice which He has made for us, portrayed. We felt ashamed to think we had ever thought our trials and sacrifices great. Oh, how small our light afflictions, which are but for a moment, seemed when compared with the far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory that is soon to be ours. May God bless Brother and Sister White, and all the rest of the dear brethren and sisters. It was hard to part with them, and as we stood, with sad hearts, watching the train that was bearing them from us, a brother remarked, "Well, when we start for the kingdom, we shall all take the same train, all together." Ibid. As he reported of the Sunday afternoon meeting, James White added, "At Adams Center she wrote early and late, and between meetings. And first day afternoon she wrote 6 pages of testimony while Brother Andrews was preaching, which she afterwards read with other matter before the state conference. She sat within 4 feet of the pulpit and used her Bible for a writing desk. When asked what she thought of Brother Andrews as a speaker, she replied that she could not say, as it had been so long since she had heard him. When the sermon was finished, she arose and addressed the congregation 20 minutes. Ibid. Since they were so close to Michigan, James White planned to go on to Battle Creek. After a few days there, he would visit some of the leading Michigan churches. He was eager to introduce the new charts. But first he and Ellen wanted to spend a weekend at Brookfield, where the Abbeys lived. Opposition to organization had well nigh wrecked the cause in that area, but J.N. Andrews had labored there, and now the work was looking up. One weekend did not seem to suffice, so they stayed another week, and God blessed their labors. While there they decided to turn back to Maine. One reason was the need for Ellen to have an opportunity to complete the 3rd volume of Spiritual Gifts. Explained James White. "We decided to defer our proposed tour of that state, Michigan, 2 or 3 months, and return at once to Maine, where Mrs. W. can have a chance to complete her 3rd volume. Her time when not in meeting or traveling since we left Michigan in August has been wholly occupied with local and personal testimonies. Since we left Battle Creek, she has written not less than 500 pages. Only 1 or 2 of these letters are in the White estate files. Neither typewriters nor carbon paper was in use at the time. The E.G. White handwritten copy was sent to the person addressed, and often no copy was retained. Her book was nearly written before we left home. She now decides to travel no more till she prepares the work for the press. Our address is Topsom, Maine. Ibid, November 24, 1863.